Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Tarot, would you agree that listening involves work on two levels, the cognitive level and the behavior level? As you're listening, you have to listen on a cognitive level and on a behavior level. And you probably agree with that because you talked about watching body language.
I do agree with that completely. And I wanted to say a few things of what is not listening.
Take us away.
Because we're speaking about what is. Listening is not waiting for your turn to speak.
Listening is not waiting for your turn to speak.
Because if I'm sitting here waiting for my turn to speak, I'm not really paying attention to what and paying attention to what you're speaking about and receiving it, because I'm so anxious or ready for my turn to speak. So I'm not really listening to you truly. Goes on my second point. Listening is not planning what you are going to say next. The reason why? If you're speaking and I'm planning what I'm going to say, I'm not really receiving the message that you're attempting to convey through your words, because my mind is processing what I'm going to say next instead of being still and really hearing what you're attempting to say.
That goes with the statement that I've made, Tara. The best thing to say next is determined by the last thing the person you're in a conversation says, which would point to listening, right? Because you're going to go off of their subject. What say you?
Yes, you're 100% correct on that. And to follow up with what you said, if you truly listen to someone and hear them, then you will be able to repeat back to them exactly what they just said if they stop you and ask you to do so.
Wow, that is a trick that I have done in a argument back and forth. And that is, if somebody is doing that and they can't repeat it, that's, wait. Tara, what do you say to the person who can't repeat back what they just said? Because I have tried, that's when I said in an argument, I have tried that, but in the other way, as in I was listening to them and was able to repeat back what they said, but they wasn't able to repeat back what they said. What does that point to?
That points to many people listen not to understand, but with the intent to reply.
All right.
Also, listening is not being defensive or discounting the other person's opinion. Because then you're being combative and trying to debate them when they are not necessarily trying to debate you, but they are having a discussion with you. But you are being defensive and coming at them in an offensive manner.
Well, I think that happened the other day. Prime example in your room. I mean, and the person said, "Hey, we having a debate, aren't we?" And I said, "Damn, that's news to me. I didn't know I was in a debate. I thought I was having a conversation." So, and actually, a debate would be, you know, two people trying to win an argument, but a conversation would be an exchange of information. Not about one upping each other as far as, you know, but I don't know. Go ahead, Tara.
And one more thing is essential as well. Listening is not butting in before that person is finished speaking, because if you do that, then you are sending the message of what I have to say is more important than what you have to say. So we have to be aware if we are doing that with people.
I can see that.
I got a question for you, Terrell. Is there ever a case where butting in is okay? For instance, if me and you having a debate or argument or whatever, a discussion, and I said something, but this listening will come in at, if you misquote me or making assumptions off of what you think I said versus what was actually said. I'm asking because I had that situation come up last night, and I thought it was okay for me to butt in and cut them off because they opened up their statement, not, you know, like what they opened up with was opposite of what I said.
When you allow someone to speak completely without interruption, that will enable you to fully listen to them and prohibit you from making assumptions or jumping to conclusions. It is very difficult to utilize or implement or integrate that tactic when there is emotion involved or disrespect involved or degradation involved, because then your emotion overrules logic and prohibits you from utilizing that tactic.
So if any one of those three are that you just named, what was the three again?
Emotion, disrespect, degradation.
If any one of those three are involved, does that mean the listening is and hearing is out the door at that point?
Yes, I would agree.
All right.
Because you are devaluing that other person's time and energy, and that is why I feel that way.
All right.
Also, I wanted to say, most people require the basic need to understand and to be understood. The best way to understand people is to listen to them.
Can you repeat the first the first part again?
Most people require the basic need to understand and to be understood.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.